This is Dave Gloetz. Welcome to another in a series of my interviews with Ben Jarofsky, columnist for the Chicago Reader, who writes on politics and government, and who's on the phone with me. Hello, Ben.
Hello, David. What's happening?
What's happening is we're talking about your article titled Mayoral Progress Report, There is Room for Improvement. That's the title in the print version of the Reader, and in the online version, it's called Rahm Emanuel's Report Card So Far, and that appeared on July 14th, 2011. Let's unpack a couple things to start. First of all, in your article, you say that Rahm Emanuel moved 650 police officers from desk jobs and so-called special assignments to regular beat assignments. Then a little later on, you say, but most of these officers were already on the street. How were the desk-bound police already on the street? Where did they move them from?
Well, that was a subject of an article I wrote last year, which we talked about, and that had to do with the fact that the previous superintendent, Jody Weiss, created a many task force, special forces. It was his idea that if you put police officers in these special groups, combos, they could more efficiently attack crime. So they were on the street as well. Then the argument became, well, you're really just diverting police officers from regular beats, which are very effective too. So if you want to create special squadrons who act more tactically, if you will, what you should do is hire more police officers as opposed to diverting officers from beats.
Since we're talking about numbers, you also wrote that about 17,000 jobs left Chicago. Where'd that number come from?
The Illinois Department of Employment Security, their website, they keep track of unemployment every month. I was having fun with it, Dave. The notion being that Emanuel wants to take credit for every job that comes to Chicago, as if it was just him badgering a CEO on the phone that got the CEO to make that momentous decision. But of course, does not want any responsibility whatsoever. Jobs that leave Chicago by, you know, companies going out of business, laying off workers. Of course, the larger point, the obvious one, is that a lot of these things are outside his control. But what mayors, all mayors, want to do, and Emanuel's, I think, better than most, is give the illusion to the citizenry that they and they alone are responsible for all good that happens in a city, and that all, quote-unquote, bad really is just out of their realm. I guess my larger point in all this is just to educate the public so they aren't so easily manipulated by what are so obvious staged dog and pony shows, PR campaigns, etc.
Well, what would you say to some of our listeners and many of our acquaintances who voted for candidate Rahm Emanuel? And when asked why they would vote or did vote for him, they said things like, well, in these troubled financial times, we need a strong mayor. Some said things like cultural resources are easily neglected in these times and ballerina Emanuel won't threaten cultural resources. What do you say to those folks now? Do you think those people got what they hoped for or maybe what they deserved?
Well, you know, Dave, we've had this discussion before, and what I say to those people now is what I said to them the last time, which is along the lines, are you freaking kidding me? We just had 22 years of a strong mayor. Look where it's got us. Now you want another strong mayor? I don't know. Dave, I really can't account for the mentality of the Chicago voter. I don't really understand what drives them. I think that Rahm Emanuel was elected by and large because he got Barack Obama's sort of tacit endorsement. And with that, he got a large slice of the black vote. In addition, he was elected because he had so much money at his disposal, so took over the airwaves and drowned out the message of his competitors. So the folks that you're quoting to me are by and large, at least when I talk to them, relatively well-to-do North Siders. I've had this conversation with so many of them. And life is good for them. So when they say something like, well, tough decisions have to be made, they don't mean tough decisions that affect their lives. They're talking about somebody else's life that they think is dysfunctional. The one I harp on all the time is, well, he'll be tough with unions. And the people who say this are not union members, you know what I'm saying? Their ox is not being gored. I presume that the people that we're referring to are very happy with Rahm Emanuel. You know what? It's summer in Chicago. It's beautiful. By and large, it's been a nice summer weather-wise. It's hard to be upset with Mayor Emanuel. And I used to get a chuckle out of how people would be so positive about the city in a beautiful summer day and be walking through the downtown. Isn't it beautiful? So it's hard to say. You know, Mayor Daley must be doing something right. It's a nice day.
Because he must control the weather in addition to everything else.
You know, I was at a public hearing once where a woman was extolling the mayor's virtues. It was one of those budget hearings where the mayor, Mayor Daley, was sitting there. And she was saying, you know, the lakefront never looked so pretty and the downtown never looks so pretty, and the, you know, like the sunrise never looks so pretty. Chicago is just such a happy lot, you know, and especially in the summer. You know, thank God, winter's done. Oh, what a great mayor we have. And, you know, that's sort of how Chicagoans view the world. So I think that the people who voted for Emmanuel, thinking that he was going to beat up unions, want him to beat up unions. But then if he was going to go after them, well, they'd be outraged.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah, especially in the winter. A lot of this article was tongue-in-cheek. I was having fun with it. But part of what I was trying to point out is how much of what Rahm Emanuel does is all about spectacle and PR. And there's little substance to it. Like when he claims these great budget achievements, he's really just moving numbers around on paper. I'm not even sure he knows what he's doing. He's putting off really the hard decisions about if he's going to raise taxes and what really is going to get cut.
And arguably learned some of that from David Axelrod.
Well, you know, or he maybe taught David Axelrod a thing or
two. It might have been mutual, yeah.
At Rahm Emanuel, my sense of it is that he doesn't really care about policy that much. He's much more into just power and getting a hold of power and then using it to get people to do things. You know, I just don't see a great interest on his part on any policy issue. I think Axelrod, from what I've read, may have a greater interest in policy, but probably not. He's into the action of the campaign itself.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on those spectacles, and no doubt you'll be reporting on them. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, sir.
This is Dave Glowetz. You've been listening to my interview with Ben Jarofsky. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for other interviews or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.